Hi, this is Annie, the Wednesday editor here at Write Anything. I'm continually looking at ways to improve my writing. One of the things I've become aware of is my very bad habits, especially when it surrounds my writing. Now, you can identify habits as the routines of behaviour which you repeat, all those things that you do regularly, but the main thing is that they occur subconsciously, you know, without you actually being conscious about them. Some of the worst habits that you have are those ones that you inherit and that now you use without even knowing where they're actually from. I've got two examples that I can give you. One example is a lady making a roast for her husband for the first time when they get married. She grabs the roast and she cuts off two sides and she puts it in the pan. Now, her husband is pretty interested with that and says, "Honey, why did you just do that?" She shrugs and she says, "I don't know. Mum always used to do it. I think it's got something to do with making the meat tender." Anyway, so later on, the husband speaks to the wife's mother and says, "You know, why is it that the roast, you cut off two sides?" And the mother goes, "You know, it's something that my grandmother always used to do. I think it's got something to do with making it taste better." So luck as it may be, the grand old lady was still alive. So they rang her and asked her, "Gran, why did you always cut off the two ends of the roast?" And she just laughed and said, "Well, I never had a pot big enough." And there's one habit that just continually went through the family and became unconscious. Another one is, have you wondered why some people in the US have different table manners than those people in Europe? You know, the usage of the knives and forks? Well, after a little bit of research, it seems that after nearly two centuries, most US people are still following a habit that was set two centuries ago. At the time of the first American settlements arriving from England and other places, the use of the fork had not been widespread in Europe. In particular, England was one of the last countries to adopt its widespread use. And for that reason, American colonies remained unfamiliar with the use of fork. So they adapted a method of using a knife and then a stabbing implement. So you can see habits, good or bad, make you who you are. But bringing this into the world of writing, what habits do you have when you sit and write? I mean, do you procrastinate and look at Facebook, or you check your emails before you actually start? Do you have to have a cup of coffee or something similar before you open your PC? And what about when you actually start to write? Do you get lost in very important research on Google? Do you have words that you consistently misspell or just refuse to use? I guess the key to habits is being aware of them. Some habits are positive and they support your choices, but others hinder. If you become aware of your habits and know how to change them, then even a small effort is going to create big changes. Well, I'll leave you there. Good luck in identifying your bad habits, and I'd love to hear about some of your good habits too. I'll catch you next Wednesday.